As you said, my name is Michael Meyer. I'm a senior at the University of Illinois in the Department of Crop Science. And my project involved determining the genetic basis for variable responses of sweet corn hybrids to P450 metabolized herbicides in multi-state trials. A little bit of background information. Sweet corn hybrids and inbreds are frequently injured by P450 herbicides in the field. Some of these include nicosulfuron, furansulfuron, and mesotrione. These are the three herbicides we specifically worked with. Different varieties respond differently to these applications and with different levels of injury. These variable responses are due to differences in the rate of metabolism. Observing this, researchers looked into the genetics behind this a little closer, and in 1993, they identified the NSF1 gene, which conditions sensitivity to nicosulfuron. Just last year, NSF1 was sequenced and located on chromosome 5S and found to be homologous with other P450 genes. Not only does this gene condition sensitivity to nicosulfuron, but it also has cross-sensitivity to multiple P450 metabolized herbicides. It is widely prevalent in commercial sweet corn varieties. This slide illustrates the different chemical families and modes of action that NSF1 conditions sensitivity to, including ALS inhibitors like nicosulfuron and furansulfuron included in the project, PS2 inhibitors, PPO inhibitors, growth regulators, and HPPD inhibitors like mesotrione. Due to the variable responses, researchers routinely perform field trials to evaluate the tolerance or sensitivity of commercial varieties. The results of these trials are typically highly variable. Some trials may have a hybrid listed as severely injured, while other hybrids have very little injury. This leads herbicide companies to include label warnings, warning against the application of the product on hybrids that have not been tested for crop tolerance for fear of crop injury, like this DuPont Accent label. One such field trial was undertaken by the University of Wisconsin, and it was performed in 7 states across 12 locations during 2005 and 2006. They tested the herbicides nicosulfuron, furansulfuron, and mesotrione on 144 sweet corn hybrids. And again, injury to different hybrids was highly variable among and within trial. So some hybrids were severely injured while others were not. This laid us the hypothesis that perhaps variation in the levels of injury to the hybrids could be associated with the presence of one or two non-functional P450 alleles in some of the hybrids. The objectives of the project were to first genotype the 144 hybrids for the NSF1 gene as either homozygous tolerant, heterozygous, or homozygous sensitive. Once this is determined, we can determine whether genotypic classes of hybrids were injured differently within and among the multi-state trials. The project began in the summer of 2004, where we self-pollinated 144 hybrids to produce the F2 progeny. The progeny was then taken to the greenhouse, and 72 seeds of each F2 family were planted into flats and allowed to grow to the 3 to 4 leaf stage, approximately 2 weeks. At that growth stage, they were then taken to the spray chamber, where individual applications in 2 different trials of nicosulfuron and furansulfuron were applied at standard field rates. Again, these were in 2 different trials, and they were not applied to the same at the same time. Mesotrione was applied during a field trial this past summer for sake of convenience, and again at the standard field rate. This slide illustrates the genotyping process since we use classic genetics. The F1 hybrid was self-pollinated to produce the F2 progeny, to which we applied the herbicides. And we expected three different outcomes if this was a single gene and it segregated independently. The F2 progeny of a single hybrid could be all tolerant, and which in case we would assume that that hybrid was a homozygous tolerant hybrid, or it could be all sensitive, coming from a homozygous sensitive hybrid, or it could segregate in a 3-to-1 fashion where 75% of the plants are tolerant and 25% are sensitive, in which case we would assume that that progeny came from a heterozygous hybrid. Looking at what happened after the applications of nicosulfuron and framsulfuron, the flat on the left represents F2 progeny from a homozygous tolerant hybrid and displays no injury, whereas the flat on the right is a flat of F2 progeny from a homozygous sensitive hybrid, and they were severely injured and killed. This flat represents segregation of F2 progeny from a heterozygous hybrid, and it segregated in a 3-to-1 fashion where 25% of the plants were killed. Similarly, with mesotrione in the field, the first row represents F2 progeny from a homozygous tolerant hybrid and is not injured. The second row represents progeny from a homozygous sensitive hybrid and is severely chlorotic and bleached. And the third row represents F2 progeny that segregated in a 3-to-1 fashion coming from a heterozygous hybrid. After rating the different trials, we performed a chi-square goodness of fit test on the data for a 3-to-1 segregation ratio of F2 progeny at alpha equal to 0.05, and whether or not the F2 progeny fit a 3-to-1 ratio or not, we used that information to place the hybrids into genotypic categories. In order for a hybrid to be placed into a genotypic category, it had to have a uniform response to all three herbicides. So it had to be homozygous tolerant for the nicosulfuron trial, it had to be homozygous tolerant for the framsulfuron trial, and the mesotrione trial as well. After observing and rating all the trials, we determined that 95 of the hybrids were homozygous tolerant and none of the F2 progeny were injured. 47 of the hybrids were heterozygous with F2 progeny that segregated in a 3-to-1 fashion, and two of the hybrids were determined to be homozygous sensitive and their F2 progeny was all killed. Once we've determined the genotypes of the 144 hybrids, we can determine if injury is associated with the different genotypic classes. And we do this by determining the mean levels of injury on the genotypic classes from the trials, and then performing a regression of that mean injury level against the total trial mean. Again, this data came from those University of Wisconsin multi-state trials where injury was rated as percent studding for nicosulfuron and for framsulfuron, and percent chlorosis for mesotrione. These ratings were taken 7 and 14 days after application, and we used them to form the means and the regression. Looking at the individual regressions themselves, we find on the x-axis that trial mean injury of all three genotypic classes increases as we go across the x-axis, and that genotype mean injury increases as we go up the y-axis. The heterozygous hybrids are represented by the open circles, and the homozygous tolerant hybrids are represented by the closed circles. And we can clearly see that the heterozygous hybrids are injured more than the homozygous tolerant hybrids. And looking at the slope coefficients, we see that heterozygous hybrids are injured twice as much, a little more than twice as much as homozygous hybrids in the nicosulfuron trials. Similarly, with framsulfuron trials, heterozygous hybrids are injured 1.5 times more than the homozygous tolerant hybrids. And important thing to notice is that even at low trial mean injury, heterozygous hybrids are still injured twice as much. With mesotrione, again, the hybrids that were heterozygous were injured twice as much. In conclusion, we found that 97 of the hybrids were homozygous tolerant, 47 were heterozygous, and 2 were sensitive for the NSF1 gene. And we found that levels of injury can be associated with those individual genotypic classes. And again, through the regressions, we found that heterozygous hybrids are injured twice as much as homozygous tolerant hybrids. And although they weren't included in the regressions because of small sample size, homozygous sensitive hybrids are killed or severely injured. At this time, are there any questions? We use 72 seeds per herbicide, so in total you would have close to 210 progeny plants. And we treated, although they were different herbicides, we treated the individual herbicides as more like replicates for individual replicates, so you would have essentially a population size of 300, a little over 300, or a little over 200, I should say. So we figured that that would be a sufficient number to determine differences. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure that you could, since the gene has been sequenced and located, you could run markers on it to identify what the genes are in the different hybrids, but we went about this through a more classical method of genetics. But yes, you can use markers, and we plan to do that in the future. With the markers, you could probably perform you could probably determine the genotypes in, as fast as you could grind all the samples and run the gels. So I'm guessing you can do it in a month or so. Whereas the classical method, you have to sell the plants in the summer and then, run all the trials. But since we were already doing, we already had a breeding nursery established, we just went ahead and made the cells and did it through a more classical approach. Is there any other questions? Yeah. Correct. Sure. We've done that on inbreds before, but I guess people are planning the hybrid, so they want to know, how is my hybrid going to react in the field, not necessarily the two different inbreds. And likewise, a lot of the knowledge, people don't really typically know what inbreds go into a hybrid because it's secret, so we tested the hybrids because that's what's out in the field. And those are what we're showing the differences in injury levels. Yes, sir. I do not know that. Yes. In fact, we are continuing the research, and what we are doing is we are performing trials on the hybrids to see what the yield, now that we know what their genotypes are, we're trying to see what the yield effects are after applications of these herbicides. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That, yeah, that, are you saying as the injury increases that hybrids are twice as injured all along? Yes. Yeah. I mean, I guess necessarily look at that too closely, but it... Well, the slope is the difference in the... I mean, the slope is the average of the injury as you increase. So, it is a representation of how different the two... groups are apart from each other. Thank you.